Simple Self-Care, written by Anastasia Charisiu and read by Marnie Kennedy. Caring for myself is not self-indulgence. It is self-preservation, and that is an act of political warfare. Audre Lorde, A Burst of Light, 1988. If you have a pair of working eyeballs and an internet connection, you'll have noticed self-care has become a lifestyle buzzword in recent times. In the tradition of lifestyle buzzwords, healthcare experts and non-experts alike use it as a catch-all term to describe anything and everything, from taking a morning jog to ordering an indulgent, gooey chocolate dessert. These two activities, and many others that fall under the umbrella of self-care, seem at odds with each other. So how do we explain their harmony on the spectrum of self-care? To start to understand the many, many faces of self-care, let's get back to basics. What is self-care, really? To make sure we're all on the same page here, let's frame self-care as a three-pronged practice. It involves listening to what your body and mind are telling you, trickier than it sounds, identifying your needs, honestly and without judgment, using this information to make better choices for your well-being. We're all individuals with completely unique needs, emotional, physical, mental, and spiritual. So just as the self part suggests, effective self-care will look different from person to person. And even for one person, self-care will look different from moment to moment. It wasn't until a year or so ago that I started to fully understand this idea. A friend of mine took a day off work and spent it walking around the city. At 2 p.m, she called me and, like a bored child, coaxed me into knocking off work early to meet her. Not that I needed much convincing. I'd had a stressful week in the office and I was feeling pretty over it. She bought me a beer, then three more. We walked home shuffling our shoes and heaving in air between bouts of laughter. Then she hugged me goodbye and ran for her tram. "Well, this has been productive," I shouted. "It's self-care, babe," she replied with a laugh. I rolled my eyes, thinking that if day drinking was a form of self-care, my uni years should have seen me reach enlightenment. At the time, I couldn't understand what my friend meant when she so flippantly tossed the word over her shoulder, but it got me thinking. Did that sunny afternoon spent gas-bagging at the corner pub really count as self-care? Looking back now, I can see that offloading some of my work angst to my friend had validated my experience. Laughing with her had reminded me how lucky I am to have such excellent people in my life, and sitting in the sunshine was delightful. I went home feeling invigorated, valued, and more positive about work. So yes, that spontaneous catch-up really was a form of self-care. It was precisely what I needed in that moment. I know this now, but at the time I didn't understand self-care at all. I'm not alone. For all its popularity, few terms are as ambiguous or as misunderstood as self-care.